In this video, I want to cover some interesting new quotes from another papal bull, quotes that, to our knowledge, have never been translated into English until now. I also want to show how the teaching of the Church expressed in this document is contradicted, sadly, by many in our day who claim to be Catholic, but are not. This bull of Pope Gregory XIII, which was an apostolic constitution, is entitled Sancta Mater Ecclesia, and is dated September 1st, 1584. In this document, which was written in Latin, Pope Gregory XIII commanded the Jews who had a synagogue in a Christian area had to hear Christian preaching once a week, preaching that was designed to convert them to the Catholic faith. No one could force them to believe or be baptized, of course, but the popes in charity legislated that Jews had to hear the preaching of the word in the hope that it would open their hearts to the truth. Many popes in the Middle Ages published similar bulls. Anyone should see how this teaching and practice of the Church is directly contrary to the false gospel and the false teaching of anti-Pope Francis, who openly condemns efforts to convert non-Catholics to the Catholic faith. When you study papal teaching on this and many other issues, the contrast between the Catholic religion and the false Vatican II religion is striking. In our material, we obviously focus a great deal on papal teaching, and we hope in the future, God willing, to present more papal teaching that people may not be familiar with, because when you know the genuine article, that is, the authentic teaching of the Church, you can easily recognize and reject counterfeits. Pope Gregory XIII stated, quote, "Holy Mother Church, whose head is Christ, in pouring out her innate charity far and wide to all men, never ceases with pious affection to pity the particular remnants of the ancient Israelite nation and people of God, and she is gravely saddened that the nation of Jews, formerly endowed with special gifts and graces, possessing the adoption of sons, the glory, the testament, the legislation, the worship, and the promises, and from whom even Christ our Savior deigned to be born according to the flesh, and now dispersed for so many centuries throughout various parts of the world, and wandering wretchedly like an infected flock through pathless and waterless places, is perishing from hunger for the word of God and thirst for the water of restoration, and is not only being driven out far from the earthly Jerusalem over which our Lord wept, but, which is far graver, from the heavenly Jerusalem as well, unless it confesses Christ, whom it has denied. We too, not lightly stirred on a daily basis by this compassion and sorrow, are always seeking to devise something whereby provision may be more opportunely made for their conversion and salvation, and whereby they themselves may, with God's good graces, reach the path of understanding that they have closed off for themselves." End quote. In this powerful statement, Pope Gregory XIII teaches that the entire Jewish nation, without exception, will be driven out from the heavenly Jerusalem unless it confesses Christ. There are no exceptions because there's no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus, Acts 4:12. Now, the truth that he expresses here was dogmatically taught by popes before him. But it's noteworthy to see another pope in an apostolic constitution making this explicit. This Catholic teaching, as we will see, is denied by countless people and groups in our day.
That doesn't preclude that some people can be saved even if they don't know that the Church's sacraments are how we receive grace, or they don't know about Jesus, they've never heard about any of this.
But that relationship can come in mysterious ways known to God alone, through the invincible ignorance of the person.
And if someone is saved who is in those false religions, it has nothing to do with that false religion, it has to do with the grace of God and their ignorance.
Particular individuals that might identify as, you know, a Jew, a Muslim, but have all those qualifications, it's possible that they could be mystically united to the Church.
It's also interesting that he describes the Jews as, quote, perishing from hunger for the word of God and thirst for the water of restoration, end quote. The water of restoration, of course, refers to the sacrament of baptism, which they need, otherwise they will perish spiritually. Pope Gregory XIII goes on to mention some of the points that preachers should emphasize when trying to convert Jews. Those points include references to the incarnation of our Lord, his passion, death, resurrection, descent into hell, ascension, his spiritual kingdom, the miracles of the Church, etc. He also tells them to emphasize various points that demonstrate the falsity of the Jewish religion, such as, quote, the desolation of the land of these same Jews, their dispersion everywhere on earth at that time, and their captivity, and other dogmas and articles of a similar theme based on the law and the prophets, with regard, moreover, to the Jews' lengthy and vain expectation of the coming of a Messiah and his carnal kingdom, with regard to their vain hope of a return to the land of promise and the restoration of the third temple, which has often, if not daily, frustrated them, and finally with regard to their manifold various errors and heresies into which they have most miserably plunged themselves after they refused to recognize Christ the Lord coming in the flesh, and with regard to the false interpretation of the sacred scriptures handed down by their rabbis, the letter and sense of which, by distorting with fables, lies, and various tricks and techniques, they have corrupted and perverted, and even to this day they do not give up corrupting and perverting them, and with regard to all the other things which might be able to convert them to a recognition of the faith, to the correction of their errors, and to the orthodox faith, they, the preachers, should act prudently with respect to the place, time, and theme assumed, and armed with truths and demonstrations taken from sacred scripture, they should endeavor to open the light of truth to those people, with no disparagement or anger, but with great charity and modesty." End quote. It's interesting that the Pope describes the hope for a restoration of the Third Temple to be a vain hope. This further supports our position that the prophesied end times temple of God is not a rebuilt temple of Jerusalem, which would not be the temple of God at all. The prophecy refers to what has happened in the Vatican during this post-Vatican II apostasy, as our videos such as Apocalypse Now in the Vatican cover. Another point the Pope told preachers to mention as further evidence of the truth of Christianity is that Christ's gospel has been preached throughout the whole world. Well, in Matthew 24:14, Jesus says that the gospel will be preached throughout the whole world, and after that the end will come. So the timeline of history that Scripture gives us is that the gospel is preached throughout the whole world, which has occurred, and then there is a great apostasy or falling away from it, which we are living through, and then the end comes. The timeline is not, the gospel is preached throughout the whole world, then it's rejected, then there is a restoration, and then it's rejected again, and then the end comes. No. Hence, the Pope's statement that the gospel was preached throughout the whole world supports the conclusion that the current apostasy is the final apostasy preceding Christ's second coming. This is, of course, connected to prophecies about how the beast, that is pagan Rome, which was replaced by Christian Rome and Christian Europe, returns in the last days, but under the guise or the deceptive appearance of the church, that is, by means of a counter-church. Now, the truth taught by Pope Gregory XIII was taught dogmatically by other popes, including Eugene IV. It's part of the profession of faith that no one can be saved without the Catholic faith. However, this dogma is sadly denied by many who claim to be Catholic in our day, including groups such as the Society of St. Pius X, the CMRI, and many other groups. As we've covered before, Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre, the founder of the Society of St. Pius X, in his book Against the Heresies, which is published by the Society of St. Pius X, which I have right here, explicitly and repeatedly teaches that souls can be saved in non-Catholic religions. That's blatant heresy. This is from pages 208 and 209 of this printing. Some earlier versions of the book will have these statements on pages 216 through 218. Lefebvre wrote, quote, "Souls can be saved in a religion other than the Catholic religion, Protestantism, Islam, Buddhism, etc., but not by this religion. One cannot say, then, that no one is saved in these religions," end quote. That statement is blatantly heretical. Before we cover more from Lefebvre, consider how directly Lefebvre's words contradict the teaching of Pope Gregory XVI, who stated, quote, "Finally, some of these misguided people attempt to persuade themselves and others that men are not saved only in the Catholic religion, but that even heretics may attain eternal life," end quote. Lefebvre wrongly believed that people could be saved without the Catholic faith and in false religions, but by the Catholic Church. No, that's not the Church's teaching. The Church doesn't teach that people can be saved without the Catholic faith and in non-Catholic religions, but by the causation of the Church. No, it dogmatically teaches that everyone must have the Catholic faith, must be in the Catholic religion, must be in the bosom and unity of the Church, and that all who die as pagans, heretics, Jews, etc. are not saved. Lefebvre also wrote, quote, "When we say that outside the Church there is no salvation, it is incorrectly believed that we think that all the Protestants, all the Muslims, all the Buddhists, all those who do not publicly belong to the Catholic Church go to hell. Now, I repeat, it is possible for souls to be saved in these religions, but they are saved by the Church," end quote. That again is more heresy. He's calling what the Church has dogmatically defined incorrect. Lefebvre taught the same heresy in his book Open Letter to Confused Catholics in the section on ecumenism, in which he explicitly mentions that he believes that animists and Muslims and others can be saved without the Catholic faith. He and the SSPX, of course, apply that to Jews as well, and thus directly contradict Pope Gregory XIII and an array of dogmatic pronouncements. The same heresy is taught in the Society of St. Pius X booklet Time Bombs of the Second Vatican Council. It was taught by Bernard Follet, former Superior General of the Society of St. Pius X, who explicitly stated that he believes that a Hindu can be saved without the Catholic faith. Another related error that Lefebvre committed on this issue is that he thought that he was upholding the dogma outside the church there is no salvation by saying that we should preach it, even if we believe that souls can be saved in non-Catholic religions. No, that's a modernist error. The idea that dogmas are preceptive norms for acting but not norms for believing was condemned by Pius X. Outside the church, there is no salvation is not just something that we preach, it's also something that we believe and know to be true. Hence, in defining this truth, Pope Eugene IV at the Council of Florence declared that, quote, the Holy Roman Church firmly believes, professes, and preaches. It's something that the church believes and preaches. And the heretical position taught by Lefebvre is accepted by all the Society of St. Pius X's priests. They sadly don't have the Catholic faith. And so, priests like that, they can have all the externals in the world, they can adhere to tradition in various ways, but when they deny a dogma of the church, it won't profit them anything. If you reject one dogma, you reject all faith. And the same heresy is held by almost all, not all, but almost all independent priests and groups in our day. And of course, it's held by the Vatican II sect and the groups under the Vatican II sect. And we've documented this fact for years, that the Society of St. Pius X and many other groups hold that souls can be saved in false religions, which is blatant heresy. And the people who care about the faith, they get it and they realize the significance of it. But many others who obstinately support and promote those groups could not care less that that's what they teach on this issue. All they care about, pretty much, is that they have somewhere to go to Mass on Sunday and where they go to church. And their attitude is not sufficient to get to heaven. They are compromising the faith and they won't save their souls unless they start to believe in the church's teaching and adhere to it without compromise. And the people who support or promote these groups that believe this in the face of this evidence will not save their souls. And one of the reasons that God allowed almost everything to be taken away is that he saw that people did not care about his truth and his word. And in many cases, the people who care a little bit, they primarily just care about where they go to Mass on Sunday. They don't care about his faith. And that's not sufficient. And that's why the prophet Samuel told King Saul, when Saul tried to offer a sacrifice in a disobedient fashion, that obedience is better than sacrifice, and that because you have rejected the word of the Lord has rejected you. You must have obedience to his word. You must accept his revelation to be saved. That's the foundation for everything. You can't know God without believing in his truth. You can't please him, and you can't save your soul. Everything must be built upon that. And so those other groups, they have externals, but they don't have the faith, they don't have the foundation, and they can't please God. Another example of a heretical group that denies this truth is the CMRI. They hold the same heretical position as the SSPX on this issue. About 12 years ago, I spoke with Father Benedict Hughes, a priest of the CMRI. In the conversation, he admitted, and we have a recording of this on our website, that he believes that someone who does not believe in Jesus can be in the church. And when I asked him if he believes that a Jew who rejects Jesus could be saved in that state, he did not rule it out. He's not Catholic. He doesn't believe in Catholic dogma. He doesn't believe in the gospel. Have priests like that ever read John's gospel or the epistles of John? He who has not the Son has not life. If you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sin. So they reject scripture. They reject the gospel. They reject an array of dogmatic pronouncements. They're not Catholic. They don't have the faith. And some people seem to think that these independent heretics who are out there operating in some way represent the Catholic hierarchy. No. In the case of the heretical groups we're covering here, they're just independent individuals who are heretical, who have decided to get themselves ordained, and they have no permission from the church to do what they're doing. They're not called by God. They're not called by the church. And the fact that they deny this dogma, yet purport to function as Catholic priests, also explains why so many of them have such a hostility toward the church's teaching that you must be baptized and Catholic to be saved. They attack the church's teaching that you must be born again of water and the Holy Spirit to enter the kingdom of heaven because they're in rebellion against the necessity of Jesus Christ himself. And so their opposition to the position that you must be baptized is not about the issue of an unbaptized catechumen, and they're wrong on that. It's really a manifestation of their Antichrist rebellion against the necessity of Jesus himself, the necessity of the Catholic faith itself. Now, before I cover more about the CMRI, I want to mention something about Father Dennis Fahey. He was a popular pre-Vatican II author. Fahey wrote some good things, but he was sadly horrible and heretical on the salvation issue, like so many others at that time. As we've pointed out before, the Vatican II apostasy did not begin overnight at Vatican II. was set into motion prior to Vatican II, and the denial of the salvation dogma was the main factor. In Fahey's book, The Kingship of Christ and the Conversion of the Jewish Nation, he explicitly teaches that a member of the Jewish nation who rejects our Lord may have the supernatural life which God wishes to see in every soul, which means the state of grace. And if a Jew, according to Fahey, who rejects our Lord can be in the state of grace, that same person can be saved in that state. And that, of course, is blatant heresy, as we've seen. And what's very interesting is that Fahey uses the term Jewish nation, and that's almost the exact same term that Pope Gregory XIII used in his apostolic constitution. Gregory XIII referred to the nation of Jews, but Gregory XIII and Fahey taught opposite things on that matter. Gregory XIII correctly taught that the entire nation, unless it confesses Christ, will be driven out of the heavenly Jerusalem. But Fahey said, no, some of them could be saved. That's heresy. Now, Father Bernard Welp, a priest of the CMRI, was asked via email by someone we know if he agrees with the teaching of Fahey just quoted and the teaching of Lefebvre that souls can be saved in non-Catholic religions. He responded via email by stating, quote, certainly, end quote. And he said some other things to further confirm that he agrees with the position expressed by Fahey and Lefebvre. He's not Catholic. Okay, he completely rejects the dogma outside the church. There is no salvation. Rejects the gospel. They don't believe in the gospel. And that position is accepted by all the priests of the CMRI. They're not Catholic. And they're not called by God. They're not called by the church. They're just a bunch of heretics who have presumed to function as priests when they're not permitted to do so and they're not even Catholic. And so people who see these facts and continue to support or promote these groups will lose their souls. And it's not just these groups. There are many others, SSPV, Sanborn's group, etc. This is the dominant problem, the denial of this truth. And that's why in many of those circles, you can just simply cite papal teaching on outside the church, there's no salvation. And they will react by saying, quote, Feniite, a very inaccurate term, because they're really possessed by a spirit of antichrist against the necessity of Christ and his baptism. And that's why we've called them John 3:5 mockers, because that's what they are, and we will continue to call them that going forward. I want to close this video by citing another bull of Pope Gregory XIII dated May 28, 1581. This bull is about implementing measures to help Christians who are being held captive by infidels. Gregory XIII was concerned that Christians under captivity as a result of the pressures and the hardships, might give up the faith they received in baptism. And he states, quote, lest owing to the gradually languishing infirmity of the flesh afflicted by extreme ills, and owing to our enemy the devil insinuating himself into their minds, weakened and deprived of the preaching of the word of God, and of the solace of sacrifices and sacraments, they, succumbing to desperation, be induced to desert the faith received in baptism, end quote. So here again, we see another pope teaching that people receive the faith in baptism. And this is consistent with what the Council of Trent teaches in the Decree on Justification, that unbaptized catechumens prior to the sacrament of baptism beg for the faith from the church that grants life eternal. They receive the faith in baptism. So the unbaptized catechumen, according to the teaching of the Council of Trent, does not have the faith that grants life eternal until he's baptized. That's why those who are baptized are called the faithful. That's the only way to receive the faith, to enter the church, and be saved.